every now and then, you meet someone who just has this knack of serving you in the most incredible way. They're not some great superstar necessarily, but this wonderful silent servant. We all absolutely love that quiet achiever. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at just how powerfully God works through ordinary people from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. Every now and then in life, you meet a person, someone who has this particular gift to serve you. You can probably think of just a handful of people in your life who, you know, they just serve you. They're the sort of person who, if you put them in a customer service role in a large department store or in a call center, well, they'd stand out head and shoulders to the customers above everybody else because their gift is to serve. These people are not only rare, but they're worth their weight in gold. And as much as we value them, we don't recognize them in society. They're not superstars in terms of our superstar syndrome mentality, but we value them in our hearts, these silent servants. I met one on the 22nd of June, 1997, and then I married her. Maybe you've heard me tell this story once before, but it's a story worth retelling. On the 21st of June, 1997, I was a very sick little puppy dog indeed. I had a temperature of around 40 degrees Celsius, which makes you really sick. It was a Saturday, and I was scheduled to preach and to lead worship at my church on the following morning. Now, that means about an hour and a half up on your feet, singing and speaking. Well, I have to tell you, I was in no shape at all to be able to do that. On the Saturday, I wrote the sermon about a minute or two at a time, because that's all I could sit up. The next morning, on the Sunday, I woke up and I was still so sick. I still had a high temperature, but I just felt that God wanted me to get up and go to the church and lead the worship and preach. And so I had a shower. I slowly got into my car, and very slowly I drove the mile and a bit up to the church building. I went inside, and I just knew that I couldn't stand up in this state. So we went into the pastor's office, and a few friends laid their hands on me and prayed for me. Nothing happened. Then all of a sudden, one of the women, her name was Kim, she's English, she laid her hands on me and she prayed for me, and I felt the temperature drain out of my body from my head to my feet. Now, I wasn't perfectly well, I still had a cough, but I felt I could stand up and do what I needed to do. So I did. I led worship, I began to preach, and about halfway through the message, in the middle of a sentence, I looked out and there was this beautiful woman, and I just felt God say to me, "That's her. She is going to be your wife." And unbeknownst to me, she was having exactly the same God experience from the other side, with God saying to her, "This guy up there preaching, you're going to marry." Well, one thing led to another, and it's all history now. In 6 months, we became engaged, and about a year and a bit later, we were married. And before we were married, someone said to me, a wonderful Christian woman, she said, "This woman, Jackie, whom you're about to marry, will be able to help you in your ministry in ways that you can never imagine." Now, I wasn't even involved in full-time ministry then. I had no idea what God had set before me. Jackie's worked in all sorts of different roles. She's worked as a personal carer in aged care. Now, those people have a tough job and they get paid peanuts. You know, there's heavy lifting, it's messy, it's smelly, it's people with dementia who are trying to take a swipe at them and hit them. It is a really tough job. And when she left her job, all the elderly people in the home were so sad to see her go, because she just has a gift of working for the elderly, loving them and caring for them and being gentle with them. She went on to a role as a rehabilitation assistant, where she again was dealing with older people who had hip replacements and who were doing rehab. And it was the same. She was dealing with people in pain, and she just had this ability to love them and to care for them and to walk them back from their bed and up to the rehabilitation unit and back again. When she left that job, they were so sad to see her go. From there, she moved on to a large department store where she ran the bridal register. You know, when people get married, they have a bridal register at the store, and then the guests can buy gifts from that store. Now, it looks really wonderful and romantic, but the truth of the job is that it's a tough job. It's complex administratively. It's about bringing gifts together from right around the country and getting them there on the wedding day. It's a tough job, but she had this real client focus of looking after people that were getting married, making sure that everything went well on that bride's special day. See, there's a pattern emerging here, this gift. Here is a little person. Now, you will never see Jackie up on a platform speaking. You will never hear Jackie behind a microphone speaking. That is not her gift. Wild horses could not get her to do what I do. And I have to tell you, wild horses couldn't get me to do what she does. And here we are in this ministry, Christianity Works, where we're sending radio programs out right around the world, building internet sites, and millions of people each month are listening to our programs. And so many people ring the office on our toll-free number in Australia or New Zealand. And if you're one of those people, chances are you'll end up talking to my wife, Jackie. She handles the databases. She's so passionate about getting people's names right. She's passionate about getting the radio program CDs to the stations before the due date, and making sure that when someone gives to the ministry, to make sure the thank you letters get sent out on the same day. She remembers people's names and their situations. She cares so much. She gets back to people quickly when they ring and when they get the answering service. Everything you'd expect if you called a Christian ministry. See, that's what she does. She works long hours. She loves it. Her satisfaction is not in external recognition, because nobody actually much notices her. Her satisfaction is in meeting the needs and the expectations of listeners, supporters, and prayer partners. She's got it figured out. I'm really good at this. I really enjoy this. I don't need to be a superstar. She loves the one-on-one, just to touch people in the way that God made her to be. You know something? I reckon we've been duped. We've been duped by society into thinking that money and recognition and fame is where it's at. Yet when we exercise our gifts, the simple everyday gifts and motivations that God's given us, there's a joy, there's a fulfillment. When we put those gifts and abilities and resources and time into God's hands, God takes little people like you and like me and like Jackie and like Max, who we talked about yesterday, and like Joseph that we talked about the day before. God has this amazing plan. You would not believe the number of people walking around on this planet thinking, I'm not good at anything, I'll never succeed. Yet they have this incredible ability, this incredible gift locked inside of them. And when we look at ourselves sometimes, we think, yeah, but my abilities are so ordinary. Of course we think they're ordinary, because we live with them day after day. You look at someone else's ability, and I look at Jackie's ability to do what she does in our ministry. And I think it's amazing, because I certainly couldn't do what she does. But to her, it's ordinary. Our own gifts always appear ordinary. To me, getting up and speaking to 2,000 or 3,000 people, getting up behind a radio microphone and speaking with you, to me, that's ordinary, because that's who I am. It's a joy for me. Just because we think our gifts are ordinary doesn't mean that they're not a gift. It doesn't mean that when we put them in God's hands for Him to use, for Him to touch the hearts of other people with, that He won't do that. That's what He wants to do. Not just bless us, but use us to bless other people. God sees us with the abilities that He has wired into our DNA. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, that we have been created by Christ Jesus to do the good works that God planned beforehand for us to do. So we kind of walk into them. We bump into them because God already put them in our path. Jesus picked disciples that were fishermen and tax collectors. They were bumpkins. They were uneducated. He took the ordinary, and with them, He did the extraordinary. You and I have gifts, and when we let Him take the ordinary, He will take those gifts and do extraordinary things with them. Now, before we part ways, there's something important that I'd like to share with you. Following Jesus means going against the flow in a society that's increasingly headed in the opposite direction. That's not easy. It's not easy to believe in the promises of God when the world's telling you that they're not true. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to actually help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.